From 2% with Michael Easter. Podcast, The Downsides of Freedom. We all want freedom. FFS. Freedom is one of the founding ideas of democracy. But too much freedom might be a bad thing. Constraints, limits, rules, boundaries don't block breakthroughs. They actually produce them. We can use constraints to improve our work, health, relationships, and so much more, leading to better productivity, wellness, and creativity. That's what today's guest argues, and he's got receipts. I'm speaking with David. Is the best-selling author of Range and the Sports Gene, and his new book is Inside the Box, How Constraints Make Us Better. This link opens the episode in your podcast player of choice. Why the most innovative and well-funded company you've never heard of, called General Magic, blew up under unlimited creative freedom while Pixar took freedom away from its workers and dominated. A simple question to ask yourself before making a health change. How adding new constraints to health workouts killed years of breakthroughs, and why that's actually a good thing. David's research on managers: should we love them or hate them? And what to do if you're the manager. A post-it note system for putting constraints on any project, from work goals to health goals to get a better outcome. The downsides of getting too rich, and what to do if you have too many resources. A simple constraint that helped David exercise every morning for 2 years straight. Hint: don't sign your kids up for travel, baseball, and soccer at the expense of other sports. Substack, David's new book Inside the Box, How Constraints Make Us Better. David's second book, Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. David's first book, The Sports Gene, Inside the SC, Ints of Extraordinary Athletic Performance Study, Vacation, Collective Restoration, and Mental Health in a Population, How Vacation Impacts SRI Use Study, Is Everything We Eat Associated with Cancer? The Think Slow, Work Fast Rule for Businesses, the framework David uses to make health decisions when the research isn't settled, the Sports Gene and what it can tell us about performance, why early sports specialization backfires for kids, a systematic cookbook review, David's 2009 Sports Illustrated piece that broke the Arod steroid scandal, have fun, don't die, get inside the box. Michael,